30th edition of What's on Your Mind. Calling all Freedom Club members.
Hey, Freedom Club members.
Here's that telephone number. We want to hear from you. 855-200-1776.
Because Freedom Club members are informed and wise.
They are. And they are they're our posse.
There are brothers and sisters.
There are army out there. And, of course,
nieces and nephews.
We welcome every single listener to join the Freedom Club at our website, flagfamily.com. In fact, our ace IT man last night added a choice.
Really?
Yes.
A choice.
If you go to flagfamily.com.
Okay. Are you going there right now?
I am going to go there right now.
Scott is being a guinea piglet.
And if you go to flagfamily.com, top left-hand part of the site, there is a link that says Join the Freedom Club. Okay? And that's right next to the home link. So it's right up top there next to a couple of our fine sponsors. And you click on Join the Freedom Club, and you have a number of choices for a contribution.
Including zero.
Including zero. That's what's new. Because we've always said we want to, you know, there's no price of admission. Obviously, if you're able, it is wonderful. And quite honestly, the people that do contribute are the reason you hear things like Focus to the Family and announcements for the North Dakota Family Alliance and 40 Days for Life and vets groups. We just did a big, fun event, promoted a wonderful event where all the proceeds went to the Wounded Warrior families out in Zeeland, North Dakota.
You know, and we went there at our own expense. And, you know, and we'll do that as much as we can, but it really feels good to have help.
So anyway, and any donation of $250 or more gets you a advertising package for a business, a group, a club, an organization, your church, you know, anything that... anyway, just wanted to let you know that, as promised, the price of admission is zero or an amount of your choosing, and nice and easy at flagfamily.com. But one of the things that, that was a product of our Freedom Club meeting this week is that, you know, we talked about the easiest ways to interact with us on the program, and some people suggested a private blog, and in an exchange of ideas there, which we're working on and going to do very soon. But we would like, especially this 8 o'clock hour, and Mark, your last hour. So we begin and end the day. Mark hosts the Common Sense Club between 2 and 5, and of course I'm here between 8 and 11. So start in the 8 o'clock hour and start in the 4 o'clock hour. Really encouraging Freedom Club members to. At the beginning of the day, sort of set the tone. What's on your mind? What are you concerned about? What you know? What issues and topics? And
also about their organization in their areas. We know there's several different places, Minot, Williston, Newtown, and Tioga, Stanley, this area out there. They need to have a Freedom Club and want one. So they need to come up with a common venue. Same way with Grand Forks. There's other places, Hillsboro, that have talked, even Wahpeton has talked about having a Freedom Club there, and then we can have joint events in a common place. But, folks, this commitment to faith, family, freedom, and free enterprise, which is nothing but a boon to the Tea Party, but it goes beyond the Tea Party, but it embraces the Tea Party, this is something you need to have in every county, in every area.
And that's how we stay focused, sane, resist the discouragement. We do it as folks that stand shoulder to shoulder doing it together. So
we will give you, and you give us, hope. We're not alone. It is powerful.
It is. And but anyway, a very important part of that is letting your voice be heard, okay? And being unafraid. So 855-200-1776 is how you do that. And we encourage Freedom Club members to especially take the time to weigh in as we begin the broadcast. We're not beginning the broadcast day at 8 o'clock, but it's sort of the meat of the day, if you will. You know, our business day begins in this 8 o'clock hour. Let's get down to business.
Yep.
On what issues you want tackled, and then the same thing as we wrap up the day, the business part of the day. From radio stations never sleep. You know that.
No, and we're going to have a filibuster dedicated to freedom.
We are indeed in November. Stay tuned, and appropriate.
Can we have some cider?
Are you a big fan of apple cider?
Well, I don't know. There's something about it in November. There's something about it. It's friendly. It's
I like it. It's one of my. I'm not big on hot drinks of any kind except cider.
But, you know, if we do have an open house during the Freedom Filibuster, I'd sure like to welcome people to the studio, and we could have cookies and cider. And
Yeah. So anyway, we have some logistics to work out, but that's coming in November. So stay tuned for that. We look forward to it. All right. Gentleman just sent me a note that he sent to Senator Heidi Heitkamp's office about the good news he's received about his health insurance doubling in price.
Oh, no, that can't happen. It's going to be lower for most people.
He says, I farm in central North Dakota, and I have a group plan with Blue Cross. To get the same coverage we have now, it will cost me about $19,000 more in premiums.
$19,000? Does he have 16 children or what?
I don't know.
Is he insuring his cattle?
We also can't get on the website to see what our options are. And if we do get on, they want all our private information before we can get a price.
Well, that's what this is all about anyway, control and command by the enemy of our republic. They have one choice in Marshall, in western Minnesota, only one option in this enlightened socialistic state.
He goes on to write, I do not trust the healthcare website to keep my data private.
Well, they're committed not to.
I am very upset with this whole thing, and you as a Democrat need to take action. He's writing this to Senator Heitkamp.
Of course.
As a Republican, I'm not a big supporter of you, but for the most part, I think you have been doing a good job until now. So step up to the plate, get this fixed, or North Dakotans will rise up against you in the next election.
They're talking about rising up against her now, getting the state conventions for amendments, and passing a recall amendment. Simple as that. Do it in 34 states. We can do that. We can get recall. The state should have the right to recall their errant senators. We can do it.
We do not in North Dakota.
We can do it if we have an amendment to the federal constitution, which we can do. The Levin system. Let's bring Levin in.
The great one.
The great one.
Mark Levin. Anyway, thanks for sharing that note and that letter. Got another one here that came in earlier in the week where the listener received a response as well. It was, you know, kind of a canned response. They usually are, but... I thought I would share that at some point here today, too, if I can round that up. So, anyway, look forward to that as well.
Isn't she beautiful?
The she that Mark is referring to, it's a little hard to know what went...
On the radio, isn't it?
On the radio, but he's pointing to a television screen, and Kathleen Sebelius is there, the Health and Human Services Secretary.
What a hag.
Who's being grilled today on Capitol Hill, we hope, about the...
She's going to blame the... purveyors. She's going to blame the vendors, of course.
I don't think so. I think she'd be smart to go up there and do a major mea culpa. Let's listen in here.
I am as frustrated and angry as anyone with the flawed launch of healthcare.gov.
Yeah.
So let me say directly to these Americans, you deserve better.
Oh.
I apologize.
Well,
I'm accountable to you for fixing these problems. And I'm committed to earning your confidence back by fixing the site. We're working day and night, and we'll continue until it's fixed. We've recently added new management talent, additional technical expertise, and a new general contractor.
After 3 years.
Prioritize and manage fixes across the system in two broad categories. Performance, which deals with speed and reliability, and function, which deals with bugs and problems in the system.
Like conservatives.
Our extensive assessment.
We're the bugs.
Yeah, we're the bugs.
That healthcare.gov is fixable.
We want to break all the bugs so they have no money.
I want to just outline a couple of the improvements we've made to date.
I don't want to hear that, do you?
No, I'm improved enough. Thank
you?
I like myself just the way I am, except for this kind of pimple I got by my eye.
You don't want to hear about her improvements?
No, she needs to improve herself.
I did, though, you know, what I was trying to get is I expected she was not going to be arrogant. She has to apologize, and she did.
She kind of did.
You know, I don't know that that changes anything. But
her nose is still quite up in the air.
This will be a fascinating hearing because she should get some tough questions about, you know, I mean, we're bringing in new management. We're making all these changes. This is 3 years in the making. How many millions of dollars?
There isn't, if I was there, I would say you have absolutely, utterly, and completely failed. Please step down. You're incompetent.
Please step down. Beg her to...
I would insist.
Just hang it up.
I would introduce resolutions to have her step down. Of course, she's the president's pup. So, you know, we have this interesting separation of powers to deal with.
We're going to talk about a Fargo mom that wants to shame trick-or-treating kids that might be a little plump, which I think is just a horrible idea. But we're going to talk
plump.
About that. Yeah.
Is she going to give them apples or something?
I think she uses the F word. I'm just trying to be, you know.
Oh.
I don't want to, you know.
To little kids?
These are kids, for crying out loud.
Come on.
Anyway, we're going to talk about that here in just a little bit and also give you a preview of the 9 and 10 o'clock hours on What's on Your Mind. We're going to talk with a woman that started a new product and is a new sponsor here on the flag, East and West. Stay tuned for that coming up at the bottom of the hour. And Mark will be back with more banter and check us some sports coming up at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy. Good schools. Safe communities. And keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Are you up for some paranormal investigation? Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, is hosting their fourth annual paranormal investigation with the famous author and investigator Adrian Lee. It's the weekend of November 8th and 9th. And they put together a great deal for you to take advantage of it. $299 per room, two nights lodging in a classic room for two people. That's right. So $299 gets you two nights. You can meet and greet the author, Adrian Lee. They have an EVP recorder for every room, information on how to use the equipment and conduct your own investigation, and two evenings of active investigating of the Chase Hotel. They also have a courtesy late checkout for those of you on the package as well, so you can take advantage of a late night and a late checkout. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend is November 8th and 9th. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code GHOST, or call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend, November 8th and 9th. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Stray Cat Strut. You knew that already, didn't you, Steve?
Oh, absolutely. I love Stray Cat.
Love that tune.
I love Brian Setzer, too.
Here's what's we're going to, Steve and I, Steve Potkin is here, and he and I will be taking the reins between 9 and 10 o'clock and opening up the phone lines as we're joined by K-Fire 550 in Bismarck and KCJB in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson. Along with our two stations, AM 1100, The Flag, and AM 1090, The Flag, and crank up What's on Your Mind. We have a talk radio town hall since it's Wednesday. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here every Wednesday and has already received word back from President Obama that he is declining his invitation. Kevin Cramer had written a letter and asked him to come to North Dakota. And
I think
4 days.
Makes a lot of our listeners happy.
You think they're happy that he declined?
Yeah, just judging by our listeners, not a lot of people were excited about having the president come to North Dakota.
Yeah, I was surprised that people, quite honestly, reacted in that fashion, but a lot of people were mad that he even invited them. And
but it's one of those moments where you want to just grab somebody and shake them and go, see, this is how it's supposed to work.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be a good opportunity to do that here. And, you know, think of the all the coverage of the president coming here would be, look at this unemployment rate. Look at look at this economy. There's oil. There's ag. There's, you know, I mean, you can't buy that. I mean, I think that'd be priceless. Absolutely priceless. Anyway, a lot of listeners didn't want it. Didn't sound like it's not going to happen. But Kevin will be here to address that issue and many others in the 10 o'clock hour. And your calls, questions, and comments welcome him the entire hour. So we're looking forward to that. Also, we're going to chat with the mayor of Leith, North Dakota. We had, by happenstance, Craig Cobb call in on the program. And so we thought it only appropriate that the other side of that is heard from, so we have the Leith mayor today as well.
Brian Cook.
Yes, so he'll join us on the program. And then, of course, we'll take your calls on any and all issues. One of the things I wanted to talk a little bit about is the story of this Fargo mom that plans on shaming trick-or-treaters that are a little on the hefty side. This is really kind of sad, isn't it? I mean,
extremely. Don't go after the kids. Go after the parents. If your kid's a little pudgy, whose fault is that? Well, more than likely, it's the parents, not the child.
Here's the letter. Happy Halloween and happy holidays, neighbor. You're probably wondering why your child has this note. Have you ever heard the saying, it takes a village to raise a child? I'm disappointed in the village of Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo. You child is, in my opinion, moderately obese and should not be consuming sugar and treats to the extent of some children this Halloween season. My hope is that you will step up as a parent and ration candy this Halloween and not allow your child to continue these unhealthy eating habits. Thank you. Can you imagine what that does to a child that gets that letter, that note?
As a parent, I'd be torqued. I would be angry. Now, not because, you know, kudos for stepping up and recognizing there's a problem within society and wanting to do your part to help remedy that, but, and there's a big but here, no pun intended, that directed it in the right direction. You know, throwing a child under the bus in a case like this, as opposed to going and putting the blame where it belongs, which would, to me, be on the parents, that I have fault with.
Man alive. So, is this another parent's place? And again, say you have some legitimate concern for a child, you know, a heart-to-heart maybe with the parent, right? You know, someone that you might know as a neighbor or co-worker or, you know, whatever. Randomly firing letter into the trick-or-treat bag of a child seems like a...
Boy, it harkens back to earlier this fall when that school in California was sending home letters to parents saying, hey, your kid's fat, step it up. I wish I was going to the parents, not the kids, but, you know, kids are going to read these, and, you know, do you want to mess with a kid like that? Put the blame where it's supposed to be blamed. Hey, you know, maybe have a heart-to-heart with the parents. Go, you might want to serve vegetables or meat one or two more days a week rather than pasta or something high in carbs. You know, step up your cooking a little bit. Maybe not go to a fast food restaurant one or two times a week. More than you do, you know, change some little things that, you know, maybe get your kid off a video game or in front of the TV, parent, and take them out and play ball with them. You know, it could be as simple as that.
This is, I'm curious what our listeners think about it. What do you make of this mom's decision to spend her Halloween, you know, lecturing, right? This is a lecture. What this is, 855-200-1776. Press 1 if you just want to leave your comment about it. Her name's Cheryl, by the way, and she called into a FM morning show, Y94, they call it the Morning Playhouse, and said she was going to do this and shared the letter and and they put it up and I guess on their Twitter account, and I'm about to share it on our Facebook page so you can see the actual letter.
On a side note, by the way, Scott, today is National Candy Corn Day.
I like candy corn. Do you?
I love candy corn.
Yeah, I mean, candy corn is like. I bet if they did a study on candy corn like they did on Oreos, they'd find out it's just as addictive.
How do you not have Halloween without candy corn? It's like having Thanksgiving without pumpkin pie.
In fact, I don't know if this is new, but I always remember candy corn and eggs, you know, that you could get, and then you used to put it in a little bowl. My wife once in a while will put it out mixed with nuts or something, you know. And it comes
I've got a grandma that lives out in Portland, Oregon, and she would have candy corn. And if I'd go visit her in summer, it would still be there from the fall. And then it was rock hard. You could, like, shoot it with a slingshot. Candy corn has an expiration date, though, folks. Much as I may like
it. Yes, no, that's true. But anyway, I was going to say, it usually comes like those, I think of those big Brox bags of candy corn. But I've recently seen it at a couple stores, like these the smaller packs of candy corn, and I think that's like a joke.
Oh, like the two for a dollar? You go to the convenience store?
Yeah, I mean, there's just way too... Like, who can seriously buy a little tiny pack like that of candy corn? That's like abusive, if you ask me.
Did that start in New York with Bloomberg? Maybe moderation? Something?
Yeah, it might have. That might have, yeah. In fact, he might be related to this woman that's going to hand out these letters. You know, I never thought of that, but she should dress up as Michael Bloomberg. It's a very good point, Steve. She's the Michael Bloomberg of Fargo. We're going to call her.
My whole thing, though, directed at the parents, not at the kids. You know, this is a kid's holiday. Let them be kids.
No kidding. Anyway, we want you to weigh in on that and all the other news of the day, plus Congressman Kevin Cramer. And the Leaf Mayor will be joining us, Steve and I. 9 and 10 o'clock hours of What's on Your Mind. Thank you, Mr. Bakken. We're going to meet a new sponsor and tell you about a way to rid yourself of pain next. Don't go away.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Hey, it's Scott, and I want you to meet a guy by the name of Bruce and his brother Wayne at Legacy Steel Buildings. Here's why I want you to meet them. They can build anything. That's right. And you know what? They know a little bit about doing business in this part of the world because they've been doing it for a lot of years. They now build buildings all across the planet. Recently named the North Dakota Exporter of the Year because they're doing business in like 100 countries. So what's happening in the Bakken is nothing to these guys. They've seen it all from Madagascar to Zimbabwe and everywhere in between. 800-237-9620. Legacy Steel. 800-237-9620. From churches to storage buildings, horse barn, arenas, agriculture, trucking, garage, workshops, commercial aviation hangars, you name it. Legacy Steel can build it for you. Ask for Bach and Bruce, the problem solver, at 800-237-9620 and tell them Scott sent you.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
On your mind. Mark Skogerbo is back with me, and Ben in Fargo wanted to weigh in on the candy mom, the candy controversy.
God.
Hello, Ben.
Well, here's the thing. We as humans have a hard time not sticking our nose in everybody else's business. We don't know the situation. I'm telling you, people are hurting out there. And a box of macaroni and cheese is a lot cheaper than a steak dinner. And I know that there are a lot of kids out there. Benjamin Franklin said it best, mind your business. And, as hard as that is, even I'm a conservative, I would say a conservatarian, that, you know, when we see an issue, we always want to stick our nose in it, and that's where we've gotten with Obamacare. And, you know, so there's little fat kids running around. Who knows? I mean, look at the guy that was on Goonies. He grew up, and now he's a skinny actor that, you know, is a good-looking dude. So I don't see the problem in it myself. Now, if the kid is, you know, 8 years old and he's 400 pounds, maybe we should get a doctor involved, but even there, it's not my business.
Well, and how about on Halloween? This mom is planning on handing the letters to the kids, basically saying, hey, you're pudgy, take this home to your parents and scold them. I mean, it's ridiculous. She's, it's mean. Thank you. It is mean. Ben, appreciate the call and the comment. Thanks very much. 855-200-1776. Press 1 to leave your message. Press 2 to join us live on the air. This radio station you're listening to doesn't exist without advertisers. And there are not enough advertisers to support what we do at this point, because what we do is conservative talk radio. And unfortunately, there are advertisers who choose not
we
to.
We really exercise our freedom of speech here more so than most stations.
And it scares off some advertisers,
right,
which is why we have a Freedom Club. We are in search of businesses that we can help, that we can partner with. And we found one in Pain Commander, and the owner, T.J. Schultz, is on the phone to tell us about this innovative new product. And we're proud to welcome Pain Commander as a sponsor to the stations. T.J., how are you?
I'm good, and thank you for having me on. I truly appreciate it. It's, my husband is a big fan, and we listen to AM 1100 on a regular basis, so we are conservative in nature, so it does fit us well.
Well, we appreciate that very well, and it's great to have advertisers, you know, the vast majority of whom share our values, and, you know, we appreciate that very much. So glad the family listens. I love this story about how this product came to be, and as I understand it, it started with horses, right?
That's correct. Yeah, I have Arabian racehorses, and before that, when I was younger, I worked on the racetrack watching trainers and hot walking horses, and basically not like what I was seeing, and knew there was a better way. I grew up with natural health, and my parents taught us young natural health. So I created something better, and something that would replace things like needling and more of the not-so-liked practices on the racetrack for horses.
And the product...
And from there...
Yeah, so tell us...
From there, we went to dogs, because we have a dog with hip dysplasia, and our customers asked us if we could do something for people. And I have over 20 years experience in natural health for people, so we did that.
So, oh, is it working?
Nothing better than your customers saying, hey, you're helping my dogs, you're helping my horses, and how about us? I love that.
That's exactly what happened.
Good market research there from the customers themselves. And so how do you do that? You obviously went to work, you had the background, and tell us about the product. What did you come up with?
Well, when you have pain comes from inflammation, but I mean, there's a lot of sensories involved if you do a little bit of research on pain and how we feel pain. But the majority of people that have pain in today's society have, I don't want to call it a self-inflicted pain. It's like an autoimmune disease pain, because we all have, arthritis, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, those kinds of things, which are all very inflammatory. So we worked on using amino acids and an anti-inflammatory, one herbal anti-inflammatory, but the rest basically amino acid-based, to let your body reduce its own inflammation.
And this is
relieving pain.
And this is an all-natural product?
Completely all-natural and completely amino acid-based, which is what your body would produce normally, but we don't, because we don't eat right and we don't take the right supplements to produce the amino acids within the body. So we just
doesn't stress reduce amino acid availability?
Yes, it does. That's exactly correct, and that's part of the problem. And again, if you look at the ingredients in our product, it's your basic ingredients that you would get in any joint care product: your glucosamine, chondroitin, hyaluronic acid. MSM we use because you need the sulfate to help your glucosamine get into the body in a better fashion, as opposed to glucosamine sulfate, which has sort of been manipulated. We prefer to add the MSM and use a glucosamine that's more natural. So kind of
what kind,
that
what
way.
Kind of
then
the
we L- added,
I'm
then
sorry,
we added the L-glutamine and the inositol, which other companies don't use, and they probably should, but they don't.
Tell us about some of the success, some of the results that the customers have had. What ailments does it work best with? What are people most excited about it and with this new product?
We have a lot of success in knees and ankles. People that have really bad ankles and really bad knees find a lot of success with we have not had one that wasn't successful, so I don't really have a not successful story for you.
Wow. How many?
We've had a great number of people that have tried it, and women that have had bad hips from childbirth. They gave birth, and for years they've had pain in their hips. Takes pain away. People that have lower back pain. Their discs are compressing. They take it, their back pain goes away. People that have what I call floppy ankle syndrome, I'm not actually sure. There's probably a technical word for it. But where the tendons in the ankles get loose and cause pain when you walk, tightens up the tendons and takes the pain away.
That is amazing. That really is amazing. And how long has it been on the market? You're fairly new, and you're a North Dakota company, right?
Yeah, our company is Smoky Toes, which is our pet line, and Pain Commander's subsidiary of Smoky Toes. And we've been doing this product for about 4 months now.
Wow, amazing.
So it's really new. And
tell us about the website where people can find out more about the product.
You can go to www.pain-commander.com, and you can order it online. You can send us a message. We have, if you have any personal questions that you want to ask us, there's a contact us form there that you can if you have, you know, if you want to tell us about your pain, ask how we're going to help you, things like that, then you can definitely do that. And one of the things I would like people to do is to actually search the ingredients, search the inositol, search the L-glutamine, because those are ones that you don't see in the everyday product. And those are the ones that are the most beneficial to you. It's an inositol cysteine. So for people that are, let's say you're going through chemotherapy or radiation or you have other ailments, those amino acids really do help you through those treatments.
Fascinating. And all the details about the company, about the product, about the services is at that website again, pain-commander.com. I'll put a link on our Facebook page as well. In just a general sense, what does the product cost, and how do you purchase it as far as the quantities to get the success and the results, TJ?
So you're going to find success in about 8 to 10 days. So for people that are really skeptical, it's not like you have to take it for 3 months or 8 to 10 days. You're going to notice. You're going to say, I'm getting up and I'm not so sore. My knee doesn't hurt when I get out of bed. It's going to be very relevant to you. You're going to see in 8 to 10 days that it really does make a difference in your life. So the product itself is $49.99, and obviously in North Dakota we have tax in North Dakota. So when you go through the website, we have presence here, so we have to charge tax. So you just go through the website, purchase it, and it gets shipped out within a couple days.
And $49.99 gets you a supply that lasts how long?
A 30-day supply, individually packaged. I will tell you, we are like Buckley's. For those of you who are old enough to understand who at Buckley's was, we don't taste good. You have to put us in juice, or a lot of people use orange juice or lemonade. Some people put it in yogurt. But we work. So,
and by the way, this is a North Dakota company. I love the fact that you're small town North Dakota, innovative product.
We're
fantastic.
Family owned and operated. All of us get into it. You know, it's definitely small town, and when people use it, they will be a believer.
Here's the telephone number, folks, if you want to jot down a number, and I will link to their website on the Facebook page as well, so you have this. But 701-331-4416, 701-331-4416, or again, pain-commander.com. TJ, thanks so much for being a sponsor. We look forward to helping your business grow with our audience, and for our audience to give this a try and let us know how it works for them. We're looking forward to it.
Thank you. I appreciate the chance to come on and explain what we do.
This is exciting, TJ. This is Mark, the Freedom Poet. Sounds good. I know a lot of Freedom Club members and other people that haven't joined us yet that have aches and pains. You know, I'm 68. It pops up now and then.
We all do, absolutely. Thanks, TJ. Good chatting with you. We appreciate it.
All right. Yeah. Thank you.
You bet. Again, the number is 701-331-4416 and online at pain-commander.com. Just love that folks like this are innovative, family-owned business, small-town North Dakota, out there with their product.
This really sounds credible. She's not going to make this up.
Yeah.
She's there, lives in a little, this either works or it doesn't.
Give it a try. Please.
And if it works, $49 ain't nothing.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio, get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service, too. So it's a great way to go south of the Senex or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work and losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, and Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Oh, you can't make this up. During the hearing before the House Energy and Commerce Committee that Kathleen Sebelius, the Health and Human Services Secretary, is testifying at, Marsha Blackburn, a congresswoman from Tennessee, puts the website up live to ask a question about it. It's down. it's down during the hearing. Listen,
hallelujah.
And listen to this little exchange.
I want to go to the cost of the website and talk about the website. This is what is happening right now with this website. We've had somebody in the back trying to sign on. It is down. It is not working. Last week I asked for the cost from each of the contractors that were with us last week. So can you give me a ballpark of what you have spent on this website that does not work, that individuals cannot get to? What is your cost estimate?
So far, Congresswoman, we have spent about $118 million on the website itself, and about $56 million has been expended on other IT to support the web.
Okay, would you submit a detailed accounting of exactly what has been spent? And when do you expect constituents to stop getting these kind of error messages?
Again, I was with the talked to the president of Verizon over the weekend on two occasions. Verizon hosts the cloud, which is...
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. $170 million and the thing still doesn't work. Can you believe it? It's priceless that it happened, actually, while they're having the hearing, too. You can't make that up.
But remember, Obama said you could keep your own plan, and they found out that they changed the grandfather clause. 50 to 60% of people will not be able to keep their own plan. You'll be able to keep your own doctor. Of course, that won't work. And it will cost less. And, of course, that isn't true. But this man's credibility is absolutely in free fall with us and our allies around the world.
Absolutely. So, look, I know there's frustration over stopping Obamacare, defunding Obamacare, but I think watching this unfold may be the most efficient way to have this die a thousand cuts.
Impeachment is becoming a roar in the hinterlands, in the red states especially.
You think so? Huh?
It is.
All right, tell me a couple of sports highlights. You're hoping the Red Sox wrap her up tonight, and I'm hoping the
game of the century. If you're younger than 95 years old, they have never clinched a World Series at Fenway.
Yeah, well, it's not going to happen. It's going to Game 7. Cards are going to win tonight.
You know, Watcha, he's got a point. Watcha, this kid, this 22-year-old, 6'5" kid, is 4-0 in postseason with a 1 ERA. The guy is awesome. But this is what you might call a ramped-up night. This is retro super World Series baseball. It's fun.
Jared Allen did not get traded. He's still a Minnesota Viking. However, he ran his mouth a little.
He said something is going to make this practice week a little uncomfortable. He said, this is the worst defense I've ever seen, and he's a part of it. So, you know, that can't be real fun. I'm sure he thought he was going.
This is what happens when teams start losing. Just little things become big things, and yeah, what a mess.
Oh, it is a mess.
Basketball season starts tonight, so you're fine about the T-Wolves, huh?
T-Wolves. Okay, if they don't get to the playoffs, I will run around the building in a bathing suit in March.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We'll mark that down.
Now.
All right, looking forward to that. Anything else on the sports front we need to cover?
I love the Wild. They're still looking good. We're halfway home on the in football. More and more people are choosing their second favorite teams. Kansas City undefeated. Who would have thunk it? But they got to play the Broncos twice in the next month. So, and the Broncos have a week off. They were hoping to get Allen, but they got a pretty good team just the way it is. It'll be interesting to see if they go 1-1. We might have the two best teams in football in that division, Broncos and Kansas City at this point.
All right, sounds good. Mr. Mark Skogerbo will be back with
Common Sense Club.
2 to 5 today. So, Freedom Club members, make sure you tell your friends and neighbors and get buckled up. Should be a great one. Let's tell you about the weather forecast. Fargo-Moorhead and the Red River Valley, 50-50 chance of rain. That'll mainly come after 1 today. Some patchy fog out there as well. Otherwise, a cloudy day and 42 for a high. Light south wind. New precip amounts less than a tenth of an inch. So, we're not talking a lot of rain. 40% chance of rain tonight, mainly before midnight. Cloudy, about 33. West-southwest wind, 3 to 5. New precip amounts, again, not much. Tomorrow, cloudy, gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 47 for Halloween. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, low around 33. Northwest wind around 8. Not bad. It's not balmy, but it's not not some of the Halloweens we've had. Friday, then, a chance of rain, cloudy, high near 47. It will be windy on Friday as well. And then as we get into the weekend, Saturday, mid-40s, Sunday, upper 40s, no precip in the forecast at all. Out in the oil patch, sunny and 41 today. Southwest breeze 7 to 11, partly cloudy 26 today. Halloween partly sunny near 45 tomorrow. No precip in the forecast at all for the remainder of the weekend, into the weekend out in the patch. Halloween night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 30. There will be a windy, westerly breeze, 10 to 17, gusts as high as 26 tomorrow night. So hang on to those trick-or-treat bags. Friday, mostly cloudy with a high near 44, and breezy with a northwest wind 20 to 24, gusts as high as 36. So a little wind, I guess, the story as we get into tomorrow and into the weekend as well. Saturday, sunny 46. Sunday, partly sunny 44. Monday, cloudy and cooling off about 38. Right now, it's cloudy and 36 degrees in Fargo, and Tioga, cloudy and 28 at this hour. Grand Forks, cloudy, 34. Back out west, Minot, cloudy, and 30 at this hour as well. You're up to date on the weather, on the sports, What's on your mind? Straight ahead in your phone calls and this rogue Halloween mom coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's Dr. O-R-T-M-A-N.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.